USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the pandemic continues, President Trump welcomes Poland's president to the White House. He announced plans for a defense cooperation pact.
We're going to be reducing our forces in Germany. Some will be coming home and some will be going to other places, but Poland would be one of those other places in Europe.
The president said he was very happy to learn that a court ordered an end to the case against his fired national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He's been exonerated, and I want to congratulate him. He's been through a lot.
Legal experts called the appeals panel's move an extraordinary order. There's a spike in coronavirus cases in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a massive outbreak of COVID-19 across the state of Texas. Today we will have more than 5,000 people test positive once again, as well as have more than 4,000 people hospitalized because of it.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Michigan library system is now warning its patrons to stop microwaving their books to keep them from having COVID-19. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Kent County, Michigan District Library officials say people there have been putting books in the microwave to try to kill any possible coronavirus contamination, but library books have metal in their identification tags, and that could start a fire in a microwave. Libraries around the nation have been told to adhere to CDC guidelines, calling for all books to be quarantined for 72 hours after they're returned before they can be loaned out again, so there should be no need to disinfect. It's a good idea, according to officials, to check with your library on their procedures before checking out any books. And don't put books in the microwave. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's safe to assume the libraries have already disinfected them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
As the pandemic continues, President Trump welcomes Poland's president to the White House. He announced plans for a defense cooperation pact.
We're going to be reducing our forces in Germany. Some will be coming home and some will be going to other places, but Poland would be one of those other places in Europe.
The president said he was very happy to learn that a court ordered an end to the case against his fired national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He's been exonerated. And I want to congratulate him. He's been through a lot.
Legal experts called the appeals panel's move an extraordinary order. For the fourth time in the last few weeks, Twitter has flagged a tweet from President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Twitter writing that the post violates the company's abusive behavior policy. The president's tweet read, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force." Twitter wrote, "We've placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group. The warning is posted above the tweet and appears if users try to retweet it." The company is saying that although the tweet broke its rules, it will remain on the service given its relevance to ongoing public conversation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.